Tu bist darf gemolz bes. Shit all in.
Today about a machlokes. We've been speaking this past few days. The machlokes have been a time and revum. A massive machlokes. What's the reason why we're here? There's no din of Yorg Val Yavar. The Bein Tam says because it's a guy. And by a guy, there's no din of Yorg Val Yavar. It's not Gili Arayas, says Rabbi Natam. In a chlam, if it would be a yid, Rabbi Natam says it would be Yorg Val Yavar. The Rivam comes along with a different svar. Rivam says there's a svar of Karka Olam. We explain, where does the svar of Karka Olam stem from? The Tosafos Rashi says it comes because you learn Gili Arayis from Shvichas Damim, and by Shvichas Damim, there's no Chi of Yorg Val Yavar by Sheva Al Tase. So too, by Gili Arayis, in special din, there's no din by Sheva Al Tase. That's the svar of Karka Olam when it comes to a case of Gilei Arayis. Now Tosafos comes along and asks a question. The Gemara speaks about the story of Yoel and Sisera, that she allowed herself, even more than that she enticed Sisera in order to be able to eventually seduce him and to assassinate him. And Lamaisa, he was boiled Zion Bilois. So Tosis is asking the question that why doesn't the Gemara over there use the automatic answer for Karkoilum? The Gemara examines how could she have done it, and so why didn't the Gemara just say Karkoilum? That's Tosis' question. Now, Mefarshim explained that Tosis' question is only on the Rivam, right? According to Rabbi Natan, there is no excuse of Karka Olam when it comes to Bia. The Karka Olam is not an excuse. Over there might be a different issue because he's a Gois and therefore shouldn't be Gili Arayis. It'd be a different answer, maybe.
How was by her husband, though?
What?
Would she still be able to be married to her husband according
to... In a Hanami, that would be a question. But that's what Tosis is kasha. So Tosis says, Gabe Yoel... Says the Gemara, the Gemara discusses on Mishanya Me'avera, and says the Gemara, Toivasan Shal Ritzoyim, Shal Ritzoyim Roy Tzal Tzadikim. Why didn't the Gemara just say, Karka Olam? A very simple answer says, Taisus, Karka Olam is not going to work there, because we're not trying to figure out why does she not have a din of Yorg Val Yavar over there. He didn't want to kill her even. He didn't want to kill her. Adarabah, he needed her in order to.
What?
To protect him, in order to watch over him. So therefore, the whole question was over there, how could she have done it? And we see that we praise her for doing it over there, that we even say she's me'noshim be'oyel tevoyrach, like the women, like the imois. Aye, she was mishanya me'avera. It says, gadol avera l'shma. Why is it l'shma? She was mishanya me'avera. It must be she wasn't mishanya me'avera. That's the story of Yoel. So the Chashuki Chemet brings over here a tshuvas rav pa'olim. Tshuvas Rav Palam is the Ben Ish Chai. And the Ben Ish Chai says, what happens if a person accidentally does an Aveira? He speaks about where a fly flies into a person's drink or something like that. Or let's say a person accidentally swallows a fly. He's walking and a fly just like flies into his mouth and he swallows it. Is there Timtum Halev or is there not Timtum Halev?
Yes.
That's the Shaila. This is the Shaila of the Ben Ish Chai. Says the Ben Ish Chai, and there's such a case. Or he gives other examples. Another example is a Shaychet Yerushamayim accidentally shechted with a knife that's pogum. Or another example is, let's say you have a Shaychet that you thought was a Yerushamayim, and it comes out that really he was feeding people Nevelois. Is there Timtum Alev or not? Rabbi said, this is the Shiloh. That was Nogea. Recently, there was a scandal in Muncie where there was a person that everyone had a chazaka of being Yori Shamayim, and he was really feeding people treifus. Does he have Timtum Halev or not? Comes along the Rav Palim and he says, there's no Timtum Halev. Wow, it's a save. And he brings a raya. He says the Timtum Halev doesn't come from the Cheftza of the Nevela. The Timtum Halev comes from the Cheftza, the Isura. Where does it come from? The Maisa Avera. It doesn't come from the Cheftza, the Isura, because this Chepetz is Aser. It comes from the Maisa Avera. So being that you didn't do a Maisa Avera over here, therefore it's not going to be in Timtum Halev. It brings a Raya. By Yoel, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Shmi Meir Alea Shalom Nogaba Isai Rasha. My name is Meir, that this Rasha did not touch her. Now, what does that mean? Says the Ben Ish Chai, he didn't touch her. He was boil Zion Be'ilois. For sure he touched her. What does it mean that didn't touch her? Says the Ben Ish Chai, what it means to say is that this that he was Hitilba Zuama, this idea of him putting some, the klipas and the ra of this person would stick to her, didn't touch her. It left. Why? Must be because she was Einis Gomer, Lo Noga Bakoyach Aklipa Vahara Shalosnus. Also, over here, you see, it's not going to be Noigeya, the Timtum Alevin to the person. That's what the Ben Ish Chai says in the Shut Rav Pa'olam. Comes along the Kanfe Yoina, the Ramami Panoi, and he argues. The Ramami Panoi says, even a person that eats Ba'inis is Poigim Nafshe. And also the Shla brings from Yushalmi. Yushalmi seems to say that that there was a story of a shifcha, that she was forced to eat, she was captured, she was forced to eat machalas asurah, she had no choice. Still is metamte. So Rabbeisai, if that's true, what's going to be the pshat when it comes to the story of Yal? Why by Yal? The Kosh Baruch was made, the Ben Ish Chai brings it right, Kosh Baruch was made loy nogaba. What does that mean, loy nogaba? It means that it wasn't his dabik. Why not? Lamaisa. She did an avera. So you could say perhaps one of two pshatim. So perhaps we'll say the pshat, I don't know. Akitsu, one pshat I thought was perhaps as follows. The story of Yoel, maybe in Echanami there was no Zuma like the Ben Ish Chai said. But maybe the story of Yoel is more than just, it was an oinus. Why was she doing this? So therefore, it wasn't just oinus. What was it? Hatzolos nefashos. Was it that she's not held responsible for what she did? Or maybe it's more than that. What she did was a mitzvah. Maybe if what you're doing is, I thought this is a shtick flesh, I ate a shtick flesh. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect you. But if you're doing a mitzvah of atzolos nefashos, the mitzvah is what's making. A person accidentally eats a mosquito. Lamaisi ate a mosquito. So therefore, there's Timtum Aleif. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, I want you to eat the mosquito. Why? Atzolos nefashos. Because, bro, the mitzvah is going to be megan from the Timtum Aleif. Perhaps that could be pshat. Another pshat could perhaps be as follows. Maybe this will make a difference in different types of cases. And that might depend over there. Might depend on the different types of case. Let's say a person eats a piece of meat and he didn't know his treif, like the story in Muncie. Lamaisa, he enjoyed the meat. It was good steak. He enjoyed the meat. Maybe if he enjoys the tarfus, so the tarfus went into him, it was nischaber to it because he was nana from the tarfus, and then he gets Timtum Aleif. But the whole story of Yoel was, it says that Toivasan Shel Rishayim Rohi Eitzel Tzadikim, which means she had a tremendous aversion to this whole thing that she was doing. She wasn't nana from it, Bechlau. That was the Gemara's question over there. Is she nana? Is she not nana? Hitel Bozuama, maybe it means because it's a Maisa of Zuama, therefore she was so disgusted by it. So she did not connect with this Maisa Bechlau. So therefore, it wasn't a Dabik to her. If a person's enjoying the steak, he's having a good time and he's eating it, so then he's kilo being mechaber to the nevela, and therefore it's gonna put Timtum Aleif.
If a
fly goes into the mouth, maybe there's no Timtum Aleif. But the shaila basically boils down to this file. Some people have an attitude when it comes to kashrus. The rabbi said it's kosher. I got nothing to worry about. Leave me alone. It's his problem. He told me it's kosher, not my problem. His problem. It could be that according to the Ben Ish Chai, there's a point here. You got a point. The rabbi said it's kosher. So you got a heter from a rav to eat it. This grotto is treif, but there's no Timtum Aleif. Nothing bad is happening. But if you say, like we're saying from the Ramami Pano and from the Shlach Kodesh, which he brings Yushalmi, There's Tzimtzum Alev even if the Rav told you it's kosher. And even if you had all the reason to assume what you're doing was okay, there's still Tzimtzum Alev. And even Lamais, if you go like the Rav Pa'olim, so there's a Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva says, when can a person rely on a Rav and say, I got a psak from Rav, it's okay, and then he's not chayev? Only if he knows that the Rav is reliable. But if a person just decides, he hears someone said, because he heard that this one said, and this one said, and he says, okay, I'm relying on that, and he knows that perhaps the person does not always know what he's talking about, over there he doesn't have that. He doesn't have the p'tur of saying that I got a hayura from a rav, and therefore I'm not chai. That's not called einus, says the Piskei Tshuva. That's called poisheya. He's a poisheya. He's just looking for a kula. He found epis, someone who calls himself rabbi, and he listens to what he says. That's not einus. That's poisheya. Akoponim tim to malev. It seems that is something that a person can have to reckon with, even if the food has some form of hechsher on it.
What does that have to do with the tuma? Whether she was nana, that if a guy eats a fly beratzon and he doesn't enjoy it, just stomp.
No, we're saying because he eats a beratzon and then for sure he's nischaber to it because he took it.
If it's not beratzon, then
there's nothing. He wasn't mechaber to this aver at all. So therefore, it wasn't him. But if I his nana, so therefore I took it in. Therefore, it becomes a part of me, and the klipas on his davik to the person. If he's not nana, the klipas are on his davik. If I chose to do it, the klipas on his davik. But if not, so then everything is external. According to the Shla, it doesn't make a difference. It's a cheftza of Tzimtzum Alev. Could be, according to the Shla, could be even if it's a mitzvah you're doing. It's a cheftza of Tzimtzum Alev. He said maybe a mitzvah is Megan and blocks the Tzimtzum Alev, perhaps. Was daf from this. It's an interesting shaila I'm remembering now. I have to remember exactly what the shaila was. A person had a choice either to eat tarfus or be machal Shabbos. Which one should he do? Eat tarfus or machal Shabbos? He doesn't have a choice to do none of them. He has to do one or the other. Seem to remember one of the poiskim said that he should better be machal Shabbos, so he shouldn't have Tzimtzum Alev. I have to try to, right? Rabbi Kavetsky, remember who that was? What was the Shaila? There was what? Rosh and Merami Rutenberg? Okay, we're gonna try to conjure it up for tonight, Rabbi Yosef. Let's keep going. Rabbi Yosef, we have a lot to do. We're starting late. Rabbi Yosef, we have to start on time. We've been starting late. Shiur starts officially 12:15, which means that everyone has to be here at 12:20. Here we go. So what do we say in the Gemara? The Gemara said, first the Gemara says there's a sakonam and a sakonam ve'elach. So they got married on Tuesday, not Wednesday. Frak the Gemara, what's the sakonam? If it means that anyone get married on Wednesday, tehareg, then what should you, then what says the Gemara? Why does it say nagu? What should it be? Be oikerit. So the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. It means that whoever gets married on Wednesday, tiboil lehegmoin tchila. Says the Gemara, hai sakana, oinesu. Says the Gemara, yeah, ika prutz ita tznuois. The masnaf shayo. I literally don't know shari. Says the Gemara, there's prutzois and there's eishes coin. Says toises. Besulanis is the Omer Revi, tiboil. Tiboil to who? To the hegmoin. Says toises, lav davcha bi revi'i. Midaparach lekamon v'shlishinami asu yubal. She'ena miskavin ella lahanasoi. Says Tosis, the original edict was not that whoever gets married on Wednesday should be tibay lehegmon tchila. Because the Gemara says later on he's going to come on Tuesday also. She'ena miskavin ella lahanasoi. Says Tosis, at this stage the Gemara means what is the intention of this decree? Purely for his own pleasure.
Not shmad.
So why does it say tibol? So b'sula nisus liyom arvi'i tibol? It should say b'sula nisus tibol egmon tchila. Says toises ena chanami ela agav. Dinochad le'el shenisus b'rvi'i tehoreg. Tasa makbin ha'kvias ha'yoyim kidei lahavirim aldas. Nochad lo nami hacha b'rvi'i. Before the Gemara's original explanation, the reason his reasoning was for Shmad, therefore it's dafka on Yom Arvi that he wants anyone to get married on Arvi to hurry. Now what's his What's his motivation? Purely his own pleasure. So why does it say Revi? Basically, Taisa says Lav Davka.
Are they mutually exclusive?
What?
Are they mutually exclusive? It can't be both.
Hmm. Oh, good. So now the other Rishonim. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim here. The Rajba speaks about, is this person Tibar Legman Tchil, is he doing it for his own intention or is he doing it for Shmad? Taisus is clearly learning. What's the reason of a person that's saying Tibar Legman Tchil? What's his purely his only reason?
Hano.
And Taisus brings a raya. Why? Because the Gemara says Shlishi Nami. So Tosis says, why is it coming on Shlishi? There's no takana on Shlishi. Why is it coming on? It must be he's coming for his own pleasure. What's Pshan in the Rajba? Well, the Rajba says that maybe, according to one Pshan in the Rajba, this is Shasa Shmad. So what does it mean? On he's also going to come on Tuesday. So the Choyra Pshan in the Rajba is like what Zevi is saying, is that maybe they're both true. In other words, it's Shasa Shmad, but why is he doing it? For his own pleasure. Could have them both. It's Shas Hashmad, but the reason why the Hegemon is doing this is not necessarily in order to do the Shmad, it's in order to have his own pleasure.
And the rules of Shmad would apply.
Would the rules of Shmad apply under those circumstances? Where it's Shas Hashmad, but the person's doing it for his own pleasure. Yesh Lachkar. I think, according to Taisis, it comes out, you don't apply the rules of Shmat. Taisis says, it's exclusively done for one purpose only for his own pleasure. And he brings a raya, because Shlishi Asu Boil. But according to the Rashi, not like that. So we have a machloikas in the following thing. It seems to be machloikas Rishonim. If, when it's Shas HaShmad, and the person's doing it for his own pleasure, is that called Shas HaShmad, or is that called Anos Atzmai? What is that called?
Shmad.
Machloikas Rishonim. What's the machloekas talian? I'd like to suggest as follows. What's the reason Shas HaShmad, Rabbi, say every mitzvah is Yoharik Val Yavar? Anyone? What's the reason Shas HaShmad, every mitzvah is Yoharik Val Yavar? That's Chol Nafshecha is because of Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. Why is it Shas HaShmad? What's the reason why?
It's getting us to be kofer against Hashem. That's the whole point.
They want to show us that they want to just not to do religion. So therefore, what?
Do anything against your religion. I don't care what.
So therefore, what? What?
We don't want
them to be oiker things in Klal Yisrael. So why are we doing this? But it's my life is more important than the mitzvah. What's the reason? Kadashem Shemayim. Show that they can't stop you. One pshat is we're going to show you can't stop us. That's one pshat.
Power struggle, I think it's a life.
It's a power struggle. 100%. It's a power struggle. You're not going to stop us. One pshat is we're going to show the authorities that are trying to do the gzera, it's not going to work. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, perhaps, I'm not interested in showing the authorities anyway, but I want to show my brethren that are here that we will not bow to pressure. Two different pshatim, my boy said. Edel, but different pshatim, listen. One pshat is, I want to show the authorities, you think you're going to get me to stop doing mitzvahs? No chance, you're not going to get me to stop doing mitzvahs. And they'll be disheartened and they'll stop their gzera. The other pshat is, I want to give all my brothers, Am Yisrael, the courage to be able to stand up to these people, and therefore I am going to risk my life for a mitzvah. Nafka means as follows. Let's say, with Shas HaShmad, but this guy standing in front of me right now doesn't give a hoot about mitzvahs, averus, nothing. He's doing it for one reason only. Why? For his own personal pleasure. So what's his motivation? Is he coming to stop us from doing mitzvahs?
No.
So do I have to show him he's not going to stop me from doing mitzvahs? No, because he's not even trying to stop me from doing mitzvahs. So if the vart is I have to show the enemy, the authorities, you're not going to stop me from doing mitzvahs, they never thought they're stopping. That was not their intention. His intention is purely for his own pleasure. There's not going to be a din yarek val yavar there. However, if the vart is I have to show my brothers in a time of shmad, and when Klal Yisrael is now under the gun, and we have to show them we will not stop doing our mitzvahs, even at the risk of our lives, it's irrelevant why he's telling me not to do the mitzvahs. Shas HaShmad, we don't bend. I don't bend, you don't bend, no one bends. And it's irrelevant about what the motivation of the person is who wants me not to do the mitzvah. Because I'm doing this to show everyone else we don't bend when it comes to mitzvahs.
What about another opinion? Wouldn't it be, let's say, if nobody's going to find out, like you're in some whatever, so then point to your brothers, to your brethren, then you wouldn't have that problem.
So I hear. Could be. Maybe. Al kapanim, that perhaps is the machlokes here that we showing him whether or not when you have shas hashmad and anos atzma simultaneous, whether or not it's going to be a din yarg val yavo. Al kapanim. So what does the Gemara suggest? Says the Gemara, instead of having this situation of sakana lindroi shluhu to einus shari, why don't you just tell them that einus is mutter? What does that mean? Rashi says, "Lidrish ludainus shari din of ls beinus einan eseres al bailo ki afin la kama perk dalet mevilan et vaso veloy limts velo limsru nafshayu lemisa." And then they will not give their hearts, their nefesh to misa. They won't kill themselves. That's what Rashi says. So what was the Gemara's question? Instead of, it says, mena sakana ve'elach. The halacha was they got married on Tuesday, not Wednesday. Frank the Gemara, what's the sakana? Because tsunuois are going to do that. Why don't you just tell them it's mutter? And then what? Says Rashi, and then they won't kill themselves. Now Tosfos over here brings ein lefarish. Says Tosfos lidrush ludanishay ein lefarish de parach hachi, that this is the Gemara's question. Lidrush ludanishari v'shuv lo yehi sakana el oynis va'amayko amr misakana ve'elach havalei me'emah mina oynis ve'elach. Tosfos brings up pshat. Now I heard a yisoid from Nosson Tzvi Finkel. I don't know where he got it from. Zechut Tzadik and Kodesh Levracha. I don't know where he got it from. But Reb Nosson Tzvi has a yisoid that he said anytime Tosfos says ein lefarish, Tosfos is actually coming to try to backhandedly try to knock off Rashi's pshat. Every ein lefarish in Tosfos is Rashi. I'm not sure where he got that from. Usually when Tosfos brings Rashi's pshat, what does he say? Pirush HaKutras. Right? But for some reason, over here he doesn't want to do that. I'm not sure why. That's what his yisoid. It happens to be over here, I think we can pinpoint that this is in fact Rashi's pshat. But Tosfos says, I got a pshat, I don't like it, and I'm going to tell you why. What's the pshat? When the Gemara says, Lidrush Ludoi Nishori, what does the Gemara want to do now with that? So tell them Oinus is mutter, and what? And therefore what? Says Tosfos, some people want to suggest, which I don't like, but some want to suggest, that just means tell them Oinus is mutter, and then they won't kill themselves. I'm not going to change what I did. You're right, I'm still going to leave the takana that they're going to get married on Tuesday. I'm not going to change that. But why are you allowing people to be in peril that they're going to maybe kill themselves? Tell them that it's mutter, and then we'll be in a situation of oynes. We won't be in a situation anymore of sakana. Is that going to affect our takana of where we move it? No, the takana will stay exactly where it is. You'll no longer get married on Wednesday. You'll get married on Tuesday. But at least we won't have people who are thinking that they have to
die.
And that's it. That's the whole difference. It's just, why are you calling it sakana? Take it out of sakana by telling, publicize. Tosfos doesn't like that. Let's see it again inside. Ein lefarish, deparach hachi. This is the Gemara's question. Lidrish ludan eshayi, deshuv lo yehi sakana el oynes. Va'amai ka'omar me sakana ve'elach, havalei lememer mena oynes ve'elach. So I still want you to say, from this time and on, they get married on Tuesday. But what are you calling it? Why are you calling it sakana? Call it oynes. Tell everyone it's okay. That's the only difference in the Gemara says, v'lidrush ludan yishoy, that's all we want to accomplish. Now I think it's very mashma that way in Rashi. Because when Rashi said, v'lidrush ludan yishoy, Rashi says, and what happens when we tell them? V'lo limsru nafshe lemisa. They won't kill themselves. That's the whole difference. Will they kill themselves? Will they not kill themselves? That sounds like Tosfos is under this Ein Lefarish is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't like it. Why not? De'im kein, my mishani mishum prutzos. Da filo lo darshinan lahu. De'ein eshari lo masri nafshayhu. The daf ketznuas are minin demasri nafshayu. Says Toisus, and another, and why don't I like it? Because what's the Gemara's answer? Mishum prutzos. What do you mean? The prutzos are either way, they're going to do this aveira. They're prutzos. So what does it mean if you tell them, you don't tell them? The prutzos are going to do the same thing. So what if Rashi is right, so what's the Gemara's answer? Mishum prutzos. And therefore what? Whether you tell the prutzos or you don't tell the prutzos, they're going to do this aveira.
That's why it's a sakana, exactly.
It's not a sakana for the prutzos.
Why not?
Because the prutzos are doing it. That's not a sakana.
Why? They're going to be ushered to their husbands.
That's not a sakana. What's the sakana?
That they fight back and they think they'll be ushered.
What does sakana mean? Sakana means sakana is nefashas. This is sakana is nefashas for prutzos. So Tois doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Look in Rashi. I think Rashi addresses this. Mishum prutzos, says Rashi, de'im akilin lahu avdi birotzoin v'neseres al baleim. What does that mean? What does im akilin lahu mean? If you're mekel, if you tell them it's okay, then avdi birotzoin v'neseres al baleim. Rashi says only if you tell them. So these prutzos, Taisa says it doesn't make a difference. You tell them it's mutter, you don't tell them mutter. They're doing it anyway. Rashi says, no, they're only going to do it im akilan lahu. If you're mekel to them, then avdi birotzen v'neseres al baleya.
And they're going to fight, they're going to have a sakana. If not, they're going to fight to the death.
No, we'll see. So they're not prutzos. So, I mean, Taisa says, what do you mean? These are not tznuos. Sounds like only tznuos are going to be the ones that are going to fight it off. What's the pshat in Rashi? I think the pshat is as follows. Rabbi say, what do the words lidrash luhu da'ines shari mean? Tell them that it is mutter. What does that mean, mutter? Machloikas. Who and who?
Rashi,
the Ra and Taisus. What does Rashi learn lidrash da'ines shari means? Tell them the mutter to their husbands. What does the Ra learn lidrash da'ines shari means?
No avera.
And we said Tosis Mashma that way also. Tosis right away runs into. How can you tell him it's mutter? It's Gimel Averis Chamuris. It's no Aver. So Rabbi says as follows. Pshat and Rashi is like this. This woman, this Prutza, does she want to be married to her husband? Does she want to stay married to her husband?
Yeah.
We would assume so, even though she's a Prutza, she wants to be married. Right? Now, if she knows by being boiled the Hegmoin, she is going to become usher to her husband. Is she going to go willingly to this person? Even a prutza? No, because she would rather be mutter to her husband than spend one night with the egg one, correct? But what happens if you tell her, oh lady, by the way, you're going to be mutter to your husband afterwards anyway? Then she'll be very happy to go because she's a prutza. But if she thinks that she's going to be usher to her husband, so then she's going to go ba'oines. She'll go. She won't risk her life. But she's going to go ba'oines. And then we won't have this problem of her becoming usher to her husband. But now that we tell her that she's mutter ba'oines, now she's going to go beratzoin. What happens if you have oines and ratzoin together? She's going to become usher to her husband. So therefore, prutzos don't allow us to tell them it's mutter. Because once you tell them that she's going to be mutter to her husband, now she's going to go beratzoin. That's Rashi's pshat. However, according to Tosis Rabbi Sai, what does Lidrash Luda'ina Shari mean? Tell him that it's mutter to do it. Nothing to do with her husband, not her husband. Does a prutza care if it's mutter to do it or not mutter to do it? She doesn't care. It's not going to add or subtract from anything the prutza is going to do. If it's mutter or usser, she doesn't care about that. According to Rashi and Achanami, but the discussion is not about whether it's mutter or usser to do it. Is it an aveira or not? The discussion is whether or not she's mutter to her husband. She wants to be mutter to her husband.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about the aveira. Why would you care about being mutter to her husband? Just go back.
Because Bezdin's going to take, going to separate her from her husband. And her husband's not going to live with her. That's something that if she didn't have Eretz, it doesn't change anyone else's life other than her own. So the Chayra Rabbi said, this is Rashi and Tosis L'shitasam. It's very gishmak. Rashi learns, the Gemara's discussion is she going to be mutter to her husband? That is going to very much affect the Prutza's mindset. She's going to think, should I do this, should I not do it? If I become usher to my husband, I don't want to do this. She's forced, she'll be an oinus. But if you tell her she's not usher to her husband, she'll very happily do it. Then she's going to become usher to her husband. So we can't publicize that you're mutter to your husband because of prutzos. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, that Tosfos is saying, well, it's not discussing your mother's husband or not. That's not what the Gemara means. Lishna Yishoy. The Gemara means to say, just tell them they're not over an Avera. Pritzah is not going to make a difference if they're over an Avera or not over an Avera. Either way, they are going to do this Avera. That's what Tosfos says.
They're going to be asked to their husbands? Or?
That's not the discussion if Tosfos is their husband or not. They'll be end up. Yeah, Pashtus depends on Rabbeinu Tam and Rivam. Maybe Akol Panim. Tosfos says Zom Pshat. First Tosfos says Ve'oid. Yichi Mishum Prutzos Yanichu Laro Gatznuos. Because of the Prutzos, we're allowing the Tznuos to be killed. El Hachi Perushai. El Amay Dos is the Pshat. Ve'linroish Lahu. Da'ina Shari. The kivan deleka sakana. Once you tell them the oidus is mutter, there's no longer a danger that tznuos are going to get killed. Amayloi michu biyadam chachamim. What does that mean? How does Tosfos learn the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, look, there's a Hegmon standing over here, and he says that what? That every besul nesim rebi tipal Hegmon tchila. So says the Gemara, why is that sakana? It's oinus. Right, says the Gemara, no, because there's snuas that are going to be meiser nefesh, and they're going to let themselves be killed. In fact, the Gemara of a lidrish luhu da'ainas shari. What does the Gemara mean to ask? Tell the snuas that what? It's mutter, and therefore what? And they get married on Wednesday. So what is Tosfos basically saying? Let every woman get married on Wednesday and
be meicher on Tuesday.
And what?
And be boiled to the
Hegmon. No one's getting married Tuesday. Everyone's getting married on Wednesday. And what's going to happen? So let me boil to the Hegmon. It's an oinus. So let me boil to the Hegmon. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos learns the Gemara's kasha. Gemara says, we can't. We got a different problem of putzais and kohanois. Got a different problem going on. But the Gemara's, listen to the Gemara's suggestion. The Gemara is suggesting that every woman should be unis by a hegmon before she lives with her husband. So, yesterday, Tully Feldstein came over and asked me the following question. He says, hold on a second, why are we getting married on Wednesday? Tanis Pesulim, because Tanis Pesulim, the Mishnah says, right? Mishnah says, Shemana Tanis Pesulim, Maskin Bezdin. So now what's going to happen? She's going to get married on Wednesday. And there's no Tanis Pesulim over there because she's not a Pesulim. No, duh, she's not a Pesulim. So we're forcing her to get married on Wednesday. And then we didn't even, you even made it worse because you get married on Tuesday. So maybe you have a chashash, maybe that there'll be, what's it called? It's Kirure Daita. By the time you hit Thursday over here, there's no Kirure Daita. There's nothing to talk about. Every woman is not going to have any. There's nothing to. You're not going to fadin anything. It's for sure no Tainus Pesulim. This is a Tully's Kasha. So Rabbi Polanski right away said, Shaktu. Didn't right away. You like the Kasha? Send him over to me. He came back to me and says, it's not a Kasha, Shaktu. Rabbi Boy said, I want to be matstick this question of Tully Feldstein. Say this is a kasha, and I'd like to suggest that's why Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi holds like Tosfos. Rashi holds like Tolhim. Rashi holds. Well, you're gonna get make him get married on Wednesday if there's no Tanis Pesulim. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. What's the pshat? The pshat is says the oilam very well. There's a takona. We know in our chabura there's the simas a takona and there's the getter a takona. And the five ton, we're not interested in why you make that. Chachamim said you get married on Wednesday. That's it. I'm getting married on Wednesday. This is a takona. Get married on Wednesday. The simas a takona was that you should do it in order for tanis besulim and this and that. We don't care about the simas a takona. That's only like Tosfos. That's why only Tosfos says this pshat. But Rashi, we said, what did Rashi learn? That this special takana is different than all other takanas. This takana, the takana is totally in the what? In the time of the takana. Says Rashi, don't tell me to get married on Wednesday. That's ridiculous. The whole time of the takana is in order to tanis psulim. The time of tanis psulim is in shayach over here. Elamai, you're going to tell me, what about shaktu? So you're right. So tell him she should be toireach. That's what the Gemara says in Amud Aleph. When there's no Tainus Besulim, so Mitarech, you can do it. But you're going to tell him every woman has to get married on Wednesday, Mishum Shaktu? That's crazy.
That's only Chayim Tekanat Ezra.
What's the word of Kohen Tekanat Ezra? Because the Takon is not in place. Or if you wasn't, the Takon is not in place. Because of Hegmon. So the Takon is not in place, so therefore now you could be...
The Takon is going to fall away in this event.
It's kind of falling away. It's just like Bezin Yosh Mechol Yom. Bezin Yosh Mechol Yom, that the Sivas Tachan is gone. Oh, we also, Tibal Hegman Tchilas, the Sivas Tachan is gone. Once the Sivas Tachan is gone, so then now we already have, we can ready to do, you can be Torah according to Rashi. Memela Rashi says over here, there's no way we're going to ask her to get married on Wednesday. But Toysis, as opposed to, we said Toysis Lords, there is a Takana. Toysis didn't say Takanas get married on Wednesday. What was the Takana according to we learned Toysis based on the Chassam Sofer? Get married the day before Bezdin. Wednesday's day before Bezdin sits. There's no two ways about it. Dosa Gavanda Takana. Get married the day before Bezdin sits. I Simus a Takana. We're not interested. Dos states. It's very Gishmak, Rashi and Toysis. Lishin Dosa Nochamol Rabbis.
So how would Rashi? So according to Rashi, why are you still getting married Wednesday?
The Gemara's not saying get married on Wednesday, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara's saying stay married, get married Tuesday. But why are you allowing people to think that they're supposed to kill themselves? Don't call it a sakana, call it an oinus. But don't get married on Wednesday. Wednesday's out of the question, according to Rashi, because once you have the Hegmon here, there's no more Wednesday. Tosfos says no. Once you could darshan that it's mutter, so then let them get married on Wednesday and let them to be tibala egmon, and the whole thing is going to be in, and every isha is going to be a ba'ula. Zok the Gemara Vayter Ula Akre. Why aren't we oiker the takana? Says the Gemara Gzeira. Avida de Butla. Tkanta de Rabbana Makame Gzeira Loyakurinan. We're not being Iker Takana in the face of a Gzeira. This Gzeira, we've been through so many Gzeiras in the history of Klal Yisrael. Gzeiras come and go. Klal Yisrael stays where we are. We're not going to do anything. We're not changing for the Gzeira. Memela says the Gemara, that's it. Don't suggest to be Iker the Takana. Mefarshim asked the question because the Gemara before already suggested that we're going to be Iker the Takana. The Gemara before says, if you're telling me it's Takana, Laakre! And now the Gemara says, no, it's not Teharig, it's Tiboil. So the Gemara before didn't say we're not Oiker Takanas. The Gemara before was willing to be Oiker the Takana. Why over here is the Gemara not willing to be Oiker the Takana? So my first thought would be, before the Gemara thought the Takana was Sakana. So for Sakana, we'll be Oikar Takana. But now we're saying that what's the Takana? That just for a regular Gzeira, we're not going to be Oikar it. Just for. Because of the Gzeira. Not going to be Oikar the Takana. Problem is, over here, there's also Sakana. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Ula Akre, Hoyle, Vizimnin, Deika Sakana. Says Rashi, you should be oiker because of the sakana. So we see that there is a sakana over here. So why before was the Gemara willing to be oiker the takana? And here the Gemara says gzera avidi de batla, and that we're not being oiker the takana. So says the Shita Mekubetzes. He says, Bishlama Ba'el, before the takana was, anyone who gets married on Wednesday gets killed. What happens if you get married on Wednesday?
Get killed.
Dead. Right? There's like no two ways about it, right? Anyone who gets married on Wednesday, dead. That is Vadai Sakonas Nefashas. There's no question about that. There is a very clear and present danger. Masha Enkain, over here, what's the takana was? Basula, and this is the Amar Avi, Tibar Legman Tchila. So first of all, some ladies will be bottle head when tchila. Second of all, some ladies, it's not necessarily that automatic that there's going to end up being a matzav sakana. It's a chance of sakana. for chance of sakana, hopefully, but before the sakana comes about, the gzera would be gone. That's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, "Hoyel v'zimnin de'ika zimnin de'ika sakana." Before it was a vada ika sakana. Over here, it's only a zimnin de'ika sakana. Perhaps we could suggest another answer for the difference between the two Gemaras is as follows. Maybe before the Gemara didn't even really want to be Oiker the Takana. What did the Gemara want to do before? What did Rashi say before? It says, Misakin other days. So are we really like uprooting the Takana, or we're just moving the Takana over? Instead of it being this day, we'll move it to that day.
We're changing it,
but we're not being mevatel it. But over here, the Gemara wants to be mevatel the takana. What's the difference? Because before the Gemara, his reason was he wants to be oikar ardas. So if he gets us to change from Wednesday, he was oikar ardas, he's happy. But down here, what is the Gemara? What's his reasoning, this Hegmon? Why is he doing it? When the Gemara says, Tiboyel Hegmon Tchila, what's his reason now? For his own Hana. So once we make it Tuesday, so he'll come Tuesday. We make it Monday, he'll come Monday. He doesn't care. He just is looking for his own pleasure. If he's coming because he wants to get rid of our das, and he knows we were getting married on Wednesday, we're switching it to Tuesday. He did it. He was successful. He was mevatel our das. So being misakin other days is going to be an option in order to avoid confrontation with the Hegmon. However, if he's just coming for Hana, if we make everyone get married on Tuesday, when's he going to come? Tuesday. He's going to come Monday. He's going to come Monday. He's just interested in making sure that he could fulfill his pleasures. So therefore, we can't be misakin another day. What are we going to have to do? Get married whenever you want. And there's no takana anymore. So to be oiker the takana and gansin to be mevatel the takana, that we won't do. Maybe just to move the takana, that we'll be willing to do.
Tessler argues on that. You wouldn't say to move the takana. This says that that lav dafka. Says that's not lav dafka. He will come any day. So if that's the case,
wait, he'll come any day if there's a specific day. If there's a day for him to come on, then it'll come. That's what the Gemara says afterwards. Because the Gemara asks,
exactly, to be misakin a different day.
You can't, right? Therefore, you can't be misakin a different day. Because once there's a specific, that's the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, "Ihachi bishlishi nami asi yubayil." Come on Tuesday also. Misvek alokar nafshe. Misafik, he's not going to come. Bisheni lo yichnois.
It doesn't mean to be misakin.
Okay, everybody, so I guess we're going to have to continue with this tomorrow. I really wanted to finish it, but it's a shembly nether. Tomorrow we're going to finish the Gemara up until Oynes, and we'll do a little bit of a sikum on the sugya of Yorik Valiava.